You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS. I'm Rachel Otwell. Today, we are joined by Marissa Paternoster, lead singer and guitarist for a band from New Jersey called The Screaming Females. The group has a heavy influence on and from the DIY scene, a world where bands make do on shoestring budgets, play house and basement shows, and are propelled first and foremost by a love of the music. Screaming Females is a trio and is straight up rock and roll. I dare you to listen without headbanging at least once. On Wednesday, March 25th, the Screaming Females will play at Black Sheep Cafe in Springfield, a small storefront that many years ago was turned into a DIY music venue.
The Screaming Females has always been myself, Marissa Paternoster, Jared Daugherty, and Michael Abate. I've been childhood friends with Michael. We grew up 3 blocks away from each other in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And then I went to school with him also for pretty much my entire life. I met Jarrett my sophomore year of college. He came up to me, and it's a long story, but basically he came up to me and told me he played drums. And I was like, holy crap, I've had such a hard time finding someone who played drums that I could hang out with or play music with or whatever. And he was just like very friendly. I was really intimidated by him because he was older and because he played drums. And I didn't even know if he was good. I just like so badly wanted to play music with somebody and had such a hard time finding someone who seemed nice and capable at their instrument. And so I went to his house during the summer, I think, and played a little bit with him. And I was just like, well, that was awesome. Can we do it all the time?
Your band has been around for a while, and you got your start in the basement show scene of New Brunswick, New Jersey. Tell us what that means and what that was like.
We've been playing for 10 years now. I met Jarrett at Rutgers University, which is in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and is the bulk of the city, is incorporated with the university itself. I didn't really have any friends, and I didn't know if there was anything to do in the city. I got there, and I was asking people where the record store was, and they were like, oh, there isn't one. And I was like, well, where are the rock shows? And they're like, we don't know. And I was just like, wow, this city is the worst. And when I met Jarrett, he brought me and Mike to see the Ergs. They're like a pop-punk band from New Brunswick, New Jersey, at this house called The Parlor. I walked downstairs and there were like 100 people there to see this band. And I couldn't really believe it. I was really overwhelmed. So that was like the first time I ever was lucky enough to see a band play in a New Brunswick basement. And from then on, the three of us would go to basement shows all the time. So when we started playing as Screaming Females, of course, our first inclination was to play one of these shows because we liked going to them, but also because it was the only option in our area.
And so I want to let listeners have a peek into your earlier stuff, since, as you mentioned, you've been around for a decade. What's a good song for us to play for that purpose?
Maybe just for storytelling purposes, I guess the first song we ever wrote together, just the three of us, was a song called Henry's Embryo, and it's on Baby Teeth, which is an album we recorded ourselves in 2005.
I'm speaking with Marissa Paternoster, the lead singer and guitarist for the band The Screaming Females. That was one of the songs they recorded 10 years ago. Marissa, you've come a long way since then. You've played with some major groups like Garbage and Ted Leo and The Pharmacists. You've been featured on NPR. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But when did you realize you had arrived, so to speak? Or do you feel as though you have?
I don't really think we measure success in those kind of like tangible terms, like first listen on NPR, like touring with bigger bands. I think we kind of measure success in bits of self-satisfaction and kind of like feeling fulfilled and happy and like making records that we are proud of. And so, I mean, it seems silly, but I almost feel as if I've been kind of like arriving for quote unquote arriving for like a long time now, because I get to do the thing that I always really wanted to do, which was just to like play music with my friends. And I just happened to find these two really wonderful people, and we've been able to successfully like travel all over and play our music for audiences. I guess it sounds kind of cheesy or whatever, but it's just the truth.
Why do you think it's so important to play consistently and all over the country?
I think a lot of it just has to do with like the nature of being like a DIY band. It's not like our records are going to go platinum or whatever, and we're going to be able to like rest on our laurels and build an in-home theater and just like have checks sent to us and stuff. You know, like we're not afraid to do hard work, and we like working hard. You know, going on tour is working hard, but it's also super fun. Touring in general is just kind of like ingrained in all of our personas. I mean, I've been doing it since I was a teenager, and so is Mike, and Jared's only a couple years older than us. So like, it's just like a big part of our identity. And I think I would feel really lost if we weren't doing it, even if we did someday through some crazy circumstances happen upon like some large sum of money through making a record, like we would probably still tour more often than not.
This is Rachel Otwell. I'm speaking with Marissa Paternoster of the band The Screaming Females. And so you had to tour while you were really sick. Can you tell us about that?
Basically, there were two national tours in which I had mono, which is something that a lot of people have. For I think, you know, 99% of the population, it'll go away in between like 2 to 4 months. And then if you're a part of like this, whatever, small percentage of people, you may get it like chronically. I think that just because of the stress that tour puts on your body, my body just like didn't have the capacity within itself to heal. And so when I did get better, we went on tour again, thinking that, you know, it had all been put behind me. Within a couple of days, I had already become acutely infected again. So, and then from then on, I mean, once you're on tour and you have mono, it's just, there's nothing you can do about it. You're just like sick. And, you know, it's like the flu, but on steroids. I try to hold myself to like high standards in terms of like my performances are concerned. So there are still people there to see us, you know, and they didn't know I was sick. I didn't want to disappoint anyone coming to see Screaming Females.
Here in Springfield, Illinois, you'll be playing at a small DIY venue. Do it yourself is what that acronym is for those who don't know. But that will be at Black Sheep is what it's called. So it's basically a 2-room graffitied storefront where moshing around is done on the regular. You know, is this your band's kind of scene? Is this where the Screaming Females feels at home?
I'm always open to like new experiences. Obviously, like we would prefer to play the all ages like DIY space rather than the local like rock and roll 21 plus bar or whatever, because we like for our shows to be inclusive and make it so that everyone feels comfortable and welcome. But sometimes that's not always possible. So we do the best, like I said before, we do the best with what we have. Most of our shows are house shows. So we definitely feel at home at like all ages DIY spaces, but we don't like stick our noses up at, you know, a regular rock club.
Let's play a song off the new album, which is called Rose Mountain. And personally, I've had Wishing Well in my head since listening to it. Do you mind setting that one up for us?
You know, this song was really it was a breeze to write. Mike had like a nice bass line, and I think he brought it in, and then I think a lot of press has written about it having like a weird tropical feel, which was not our intention. I think we were all thinking about like Motown and Smokey Robinson or like Gladys Knight and like the Funk Brothers and stuff while we were writing the song. So Mike brought in the bass line and I kind of just put some chords over it. I went home, demoed vocals, and it kind of just came together really naturally. So there's not much to say about it except that it was like a pleasure to create.
I'm speaking with Marissa Paternoster of the Screaming Females. Marissa, what kind of vibe were you hoping to create with the new album called Rose Mountain?
We started writing the record before I was feeling lousy, and we were talking a lot about just focusing on vocal melody and, as far as instrumentation is concerned, kind of weeding out things that we might have deemed superfluous. We don't want to stop doing the thing that Screaming Females inherently does, which is write relatively complex songs in terms of instrumentation or whatever. So while we did kind of like step back in a couple songs and we're like, I'm just going to play a major chord right here, which is something that I might not naturally be inclined to do, like in Wishing Well, there are plenty of songs in which we do the same thing we've always done, which is essentially play riffs and write like involved arrangements. We just tried to be more concise and thoughtful in our songwriting process so that we could try something new and become better songwriters, which isn't the only thing on our to-do list, but is certainly one of the things on our to-do list, which is like write good, catchy songs that people want to listen to over and over again. So I think that's what was going through our heads. And then when we went to record, we definitely wanted to try new things with Matt Bayless, who is the producer and engineer on this record. We've never worked with a producer before. So it was really nice to have like a kind of like a fourth band member sort of to stick his head in once in a while and give his two cents. We also had the time and the resources to tinker with different kinds of instrumentation like piano or ebow or synth and stuff like that. We've just never really had the time to do. So while a lot of things are different, like superficially, I think that if you give the record a listen more than once, you'll notice that like a lot of things have remained constant. So we wanted to make sure we wrote songs that felt natural, but we were still challenging ourselves.
You have a really unique voice. Did you have to work on developing it? Like, for instance, is the vibrato intentional?
The vibrato thing was just like a weird crutch. I did it for a long time. I think a lot of it comes naturally. Some of it just might come from listening, like growing up listening to Slater Kinney, and it just kind of seeped into my head without even me noticing. But my friend who engineered our records, Power Move and Castle Talk, told me that I was doing it too much and I needed to knock it off. And I was glad that he said it because now I'm a little more selective when I think it's like appropriate for the vibrato to kind of sneak in and when I can reach a little deeper and try and push myself into different vocal territories that I haven't explored before. From like years and years of touring, I think I just gained a lot more control over my voice and expanded my range a little bit. But I really enjoy singing now. I used to not really be too keen on it, but now I have a really good time singing it.
So let's go ahead and end this with one more off the new album. Marissa, why don't you go ahead and pick one out for us?
My favorite song on the record is the last song. It's called Criminal Image. It's the longest song on the record. I don't really have much of a story behind it. Mike thought it would be cool to kind of tag on a little instrumental bit at the end, and I'm really happy with the way it came out. I'm just really fond of the melody and the structure of this song. It's just my personal favorite, so there you have it.